Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Friday, the 26th of June, and from Radio Info's On This Day, Aussie radio host Andrea Gibbs and singer Ariana Grande are celebrating birthdays today. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Well, if ABC Managing Director David Anderson thought that staff would take his five-year plan lying down, I'm sure today he's sorely disappointed. There's already been a huge backlash against the cost-cutting and retrenchments, but in the wider community, a furor has erupted over David Anderson's killing of a sacred cow. That icon is ABC Radio's 7:45 breakfast news that's been part of Australian life for over 80 years. And it seems that some people aren't going to let it go without a big public spat. ABC News director Gavin Morris has defended the decision to axe the bulletin, saying the audience for the service has dropped by 20% in the last 4 years. Regardless of that, I'm not sure that this isn't ABC management's way of saying very publicly to the government, you screw with our budget and this is what you get. Cutting program services in response to government budget cuts is a far more effective and visible way of sending a message to them than trimming the bloated bureaucracy behind the scenes. Radio Info columnist Wayne Stamm has written an analysis of the future of news in radio that makes very interesting reading, and it's up now on the Radio Info website. Sometimes, as a reporter, when you're covering a story, you can find yourself facing all sorts of danger. Normally that's physical danger, but in the case of Nine Radio's Deb Knight, it was medical. After reporting out in the field all day in Victoria, Knight was feeling exhausted with a sore throat and a headache. That's when the warning bells went off, so she rushed off and had herself tested for COVID-19. Fortunately, the results came back negative, but as she says, you never know who's got it. Like most of the country, businesses on the central coast of New South Wales are doing it pretty tough as they try to kickstart their operations after 4 months of restrictions. Luckily, they're being helped along by Star 104.5's Kickstart the Coast marketing campaign that's designed to help local small businesses get a leg up. A few weeks ago, I filled you in on how Sydney Community Station 2SER-FM had been operating on a standby antenna for weeks after their main array was destroyed by lightning. The station went out to its listeners with a Save Our Signal fundraiser in the midst of the pandemic, not knowing what to expect. Station manager Martin Waters tells us that people have been very generous and they've hit their $30,000 target in just over 2 weeks. The overall winner of Round 1 of the 2021 Siren Awards is creative agency White Grey. They took the top spot for a missing persons advertisement titled Missing Birthdays, Rigby Fielding. If you've liked what you've heard, please tell your friends about our daily flash briefing and give us a rating on your podcast platform. You can also click the like or share button if you're feeling generous. For all the details of today's stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.